FireTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Ballard Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen. You can subscribe for free. It is that simple, especially, you know, concerning the fact that prices are going up on Twitch. So if you want to save yourself $5.99 a month, you can hit that little button and do that. You can also pay that $5.99 a month by subscribing the regular way. You can also follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
Let Jeff Bezos pay for your sub with Twitch Prime.
Because anyway. Jeff Bezos needs more money. Jesus Christ.
Hey, okay, to be fair. To be fair, we get still the extra dollar, so it doesn't... We're not losing out.
I mean, if you get the extra dollar, I'm fine with it, but...
Yeah, we do get the...
Bezos doesn't need the extra dollar.
No, I'm saying with the Bezos bucks, we get the free Prime Gaming sub. That's how you spend his money. Anyway...
So everybody spend Jeff's money.
Yes!
Jeffy's money.
With Prime Gaming. Anyway, yes, price is going up. But costs and inflation.
Inflation.
And there's a lot of air quotes. There's all these air quotes of why everything's go up. But you know, that's...
Why things are going up, except wages. Anyway, let's talk about professional wrestling.
Whose wages are going up because everybody is getting paid. And later, we're going to talk about someone who hasn't got her payday in the back half of the show.
Transition.
I tied it all together.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right. So former WWE developmental wrestler and Olympic gold medalist Gable Stevenson is transitioning away from the world of wrestling and moving to the NFL. He signed a deal with the Buffalo Bills and will report to camp over the summer. Has he ever played football?
I don't know. I don't know if he has. Maybe in high school. I don't know. But he's always been a amateur wrestler and stuff. Which the technique for amateur wrestling transitions over to football as a defensive lineman, which is the position he's trying out for. Boy, I remember a defensive lineman who tried out for the Minnesota Vikings and got cut. And then he became the... So he's one step away from going to the UFC.
Is he following the same path?
Which means he'll be back under a TKO contract. It's going to the NFL, take a shot at New Japan, then back to the UFC, then back to WWE.
Can we count New Japan? Because he went to New Japan to get around the 10-year no-compete clause. That was, like, utter bullshit.
Well, yeah, but so this time, when you go to New Japan, you become all elite, and then you sign the big fat contract with the WWE again. Yeah! That's how it all comes full circle for Gable Steveson. Anyway, best of luck trying to make the NFL team.
Yes, I hope you make it.
I mean... That's a hard job to do if you, especially when you're like haven't been doing that sport and you're just because of your name you're getting a shot. People are going to look at you differently.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a uphill climb to get through right now, trying to make an NFL team because he's not just going to make it on his name alone. He actually has to prove himself because he's not a college football athlete. He was an amateur wrestler, so we'll see what happens, and we'll see if he makes the team, as training camp is 6 weeks away, I think, something like that.
Yeah, we'll see if he can do it.
Because there's
only time will tell.
There's OTAs at the moment, so we'll see.
Yeah, because he couldn't do the Olympics. He just missed the Olympic trials due to his release. So he's trying this.
Hey, if this doesn't work out, if someone play professional football, there's always the UFL next season.
This is very true. This is very, very, very true. And looking towards the future, somebody else is making moves. Tiffany Stratton has signed with the Paradigm Talent Agency.
Yeah, they hope to use the platform that she's going to get, most likely with Netflix and with WWE, and kind of branch out. She mentioned in her interviews that down the line she would like to break into acting at some point, get some roles in that. And with the way the WWE schedule is becoming... There'll probably be more and more opportunities for talent like her to branch out and do other things. It's not like she's walking away from WWE anytime soon, but to have her options open, and they'll help look out for her future and get her some small roles, probably parts, just to get some tryouts and see where it takes her, because she has the potential to be a star, and signing with an agency, like a lot of WWE superstars these days are doing, is not the worst thing. Cody Rhodes has... assigned to a couple agencies for acting stuff. Drew McIntyre's in the new Batista movie, I think. I think he was in the trailer?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so everyone's getting a piece of the acting pie.
Why not?
I mean, why do it while you can.
Indeed. Former WWE superstar Nikki Garcia is returning to television as a part of the cast of season 3 of the reality TV show The Traitors. It is hosted by Alan Cumming and is filmed in the Scottish Highlands. That's going to be interesting. Wouldn't seem like that's her wheelhouse or her cup of tea.
No, but I believe it's a USA Network series, so makes sense.
So the bar show must be getting canceled. Whatever she was on with like Blake Shelton and Carson Daly.
Maybe. I haven't heard if it got canceled. What was it called? Trying to think off the top of my head. What it was.
I don't remember what it's called. That's a good sign for it, that neither one of us remember what it's called. It trailed Raw, and neither one of us knows.
Barmageddon.
There we go.
Barmageddon.
There it is.
Which was the show. It had 2 seasons. I mean, I don't think it got picked up for a 3rd yet, but we'll see in the fall if it does.
But good for her. I mean, I hope she enjoys it. I hope she has fun.
Yeah, it's something. She'll be competing against Survivor people, Big Brother people, and I think RuPaul's Drag Race people, something like that.
So it must be like a celebrity edition?
No, The Traitors has always been its reality show people. That's what it is. They take a bunch of people.
Because I always thought it was regular people.
No. This one is... Okay, it's a Peacock series. So you take all the reality show people and you kind of... mix them together. I know people from, like, the Challenge were on it, I think last season. But yeah, they could kind of use different people from different fields from reality TV for it. So, yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens with it. It's her season airs in 2025. So, I don't know.
It's a long way off.
Not that long. We're halfway through the year. It's not that long.
Shh. Let me have this. Just let me have this.
It's not that long, sadly. Anyway, next.
Just in time for the Stanley Cup Championships, WWE and the NHL have teamed up to release the WWE Stanley Cup Championship belt, and it's pretty.
It's a nice looking belt. One of our network hosts, Casey, called it basic, but it's cool.
What does he want? Does he want it bedazzled?
Yes. I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Casey, explain why it's basic.
But no, so this is the first time the NHL and WWE have teamed up for a product. It will come with custom side plates for the winners of the Stanley Cup, which starts soon.
I think it starts tonight, doesn't it?
No, the NBA Finals is tonight. I think Stanley Cup Finals starts Saturday. Saturday. Makes sense. Not to go against the first night of the NBA Finals. It's the Oilers and the Panthers. Ooh, that's Florida? Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's because I think Florida advanced like over the weekend.
Yeah, it's weird. Edmonton and Florida are your teams.
Hey, okay, sports. What?
Go ahead.
I will say it doesn't photograph well because it looks like, based on the picture that you sent in our group chat, that there's like a little bit of texture on the black, like where the Stanley Cup is, but it doesn't photograph well. So maybe that's the problem? Because I could see that, like, if there's nothing on that black and it's just the Stanley Cup sitting on a black background, then yeah, you know, they could have done more.
They could have? But it may not be. It's just the stock photo they came up with might not the best. I was looking.
Might not be a good picture.
Might not be a good picture, but that's the picture they put out. They're running with. Yeah, Stanley Cup Championship. I was looking to see if that's on the Fanatics website, and I can't find it yet there, so that's not helpful.
We will have to do further research and see.
No, because sometimes they put the stuff up right away, and I guess it's because it's on for pre-sale that it's not up quite yet.
So we'll have to see when they release the actual, like, good pictures of it.
Yeah, but here's the thing with it, though. It'll probably lead to more of the, if this sells well, you would assume that, more will come in terms of, like, city championships,
but also I could see them doing, like, a Super Bowl title. I could see them doing, like, an NBA Finals title at some point or an NBA championship title
I just meant for the NHL. I feel like if this sells well, they'll do more for the NHL, like they do for baseball and stuff. We'll get more titles.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. But they also may be expanding it into, like, actual championship-type titles.
Yeah, and this picture that I just found, yeah, it just looks black. But, okay.
But on, like, the side shot that you sent, it looks like there's, like, a little texture. Or maybe there's, like, a reflection or something that they were trying to cover up. I don't know. Like, I can completely understand him saying it's basic based on that picture. Because, yeah, it looks basic. But if there's, like, a texture or something on it, then...
Hopefully there is. I mean, we'll see. We'll see when it's actually designed and not just a mock-up photo. So, yeah. But it could lead to something bigger for them. So, buy your belts.
Ding! I don't know. That's all I got. Anyway, moving on. AEW has had a departure. Another one.
Yeah.
Paige VanZant is no longer with the company.
Now, I know a lot of you out there will be like, wait, they got rid of Paige VanZant? Yes, they got rid of her. She's no longer on their roster page. And you may ask, well, that's surprising. Yes, it's very surprising because of all the times they've used her in the last year and a half. It's very, very surprising that Paige VanZant no longer with the company.
How many times has she appeared in a year and a half?
I haven't seen her in a year and a half.
I just want to put it out there for people who don't watch AEW and don't know.
I thought the sarcastic tone of it would have translated that, but they haven't used her in maybe a year and a half. Maybe longer. Paige VanZant. I'm trying to remember the last time she was on AEW television. After 2 years, I found it on Wikipedia. After 2 years of inactivity, her profile was removed.
Damn.
She appeared at Double or Nothing 2022 was her last appearance.
Damn.
So, ouch. The big star signing that they used for publicity. Yep, went well.
Totally worth it.
Worth it.
Totally worth it. Totally, totally, totally respect it. Yep. Anyway, here's the Paige Van Zandt. May she find greener pastures and broader skies as she moves on in her career.
She's perfectly fine doing her OnlyFans and mixed martial arts. She's perfectly fine.
As long as she's perfectly fine. Good for her.
Yep.
We love that for her. Sorry, go ahead.
She makes enough money on OnlyFans. She's good. You can't.
Hey, make it while you can, baby. Make it while you can. Alicia Tout has joined AEW as a backstage interviewer.
Huh. Wonder how she got that job.
Who's she dating?
He's better than you, and you know it.
Ah.
Shocking that she got a job where her boyfriend worked after being part of MLW. I mean, that's fine.
Good for her. Congratulations to her.
They got rid of Dasha, so they bring her in. So, yeah, I mean, one for one.
I was going to say, yeah, didn't they just get rid of somebody?
Maybe get rid of people, so it's one for ones. Anyway.
So, moving on, there has been some moving and some shaking in TNA Wrestling. This is an interesting move. So, David Sahadi, who was one of their big office hires way back when in 2006, he was TNA's creative director. He was let go from the company. He was one of their longest tenured employees. He'd been there with 18 years of service, and he was promoted to the creative director in 2019.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what they're doing, because this also ties into the other two departures. So Lou D'Angeli, hope I said that right, who served as the VP of marketing for Anthem Sports and Entertainment, has been let go from his duties. He worked with TNA Wrestling for tickets, ads, and live event promotions, and had been in that position for nearly 2.5 years. And then Artie Evans, who's a part of the creative team for TNA, also left the company, but that was by his choice.
Okay.
So there's something going on in the creative and the marketing departments.
Okay, so it led to people wondering what's going on with TNA Wrestling, and a lot of it's cost cutting. It's a lot of it's they're going to fill those roles. For the VP of marketing and creative director, they're going to fill those roles with other people. So it was like the word, oh well, they just let go of people. So what's actually happened? Those roles are going to be filled. Probably more from the Anthem side of
production. I was going to say, what is the creative director job peg? Can I do it from home?
No.
Damn.
No, he was like the creative director was basically like the executive producer type.
Okay.
With production and everything like that. And for Lou, he's been around for years. In professional wrestling, he worked for the original ECW. He's been in WWE. And then he's working for TNA. People were upset about his departure because he handled all the live event stuff, and things have been growing under his watch. Like, the attendance has been going up with how he's been doing things, so people are worried about that. But, yeah, it's all probably going to go under Anthem people. Artie Evans had some creative disputes and decided, after all these years, it's time to go. I think Tommy Dreamer's taking more of his role, was taking more of what D'Amore was doing in terms of for creative. So that's where that stands. But, no, it's big. Like, Sahadi came over, I think, when Kurt did. Way back in, or right after Kurt and Christian and all them came over. So that was an interesting move back in the day. It's a lot of shakeup with TNA. It had a lot of people cause for concern about their future and whether another company may be buying them. But we hear those rumors all the time. It doesn't think they're going to be bought. But who knows what the future will hold. But we'll see if who they bring in and who they hire to fill those spots out.
Like I said, I'm just curious to see where this is going.
Yes.
We'll find out soon enough, I guess. But on the positive. Kind of on the positive. Just go with it. Just give me this. TNA Wrestling confirmed today that its flagship weekly show Impact will air at 8 p.m. Eastern on the TNA Plus app, and in addition to the Access TV beginning June 6th. Impact formally aired on demand on TNA Plus at 10 p.m., so they're moving it up 2 hours. That's always good. And it's included in all TNA Plus plans, which also includes next week's Against All Odds special and other TNA Plus live monthly specials and thousands of hours of classic content. Subscribers can also purchase event tickets and merch on the app. Offer code to PPV. Do I have to read all this?
Yes. This is I'll read it. Offer code 2PPV gives fans with the Slammiversary and Bound for Glory pay-per-view event for free if they sign up for the World Champion Annual Plan. A World Champion Annual Plan gives fans of Impact episodes live access to the TNA Historical Library, all TNA live events including Against All Odds, and TNA's major 4 live pay-per-views at an $80 off list price. Offer Try Us gives fans half off a monthly subscription for the first 2 months at a $4.99 value. Monthly plans include all Impact episodes live, TNA entire history library, and all TNA live events, including Against All Odds. This plan does not include TNA's major 4 pay-per-views, which can be purchased a la carte inside the app. So what this all means in a nutshell was they were not able to deliver the numbers they could and wanted to with the YouTube plan. Which is where a lot of this content was airing under the paywall. And they flat out said, we weren't delivering. So what we're going to do is we're going to combine all this and put this all under our app again. If you want to watch the TNA programming, this is how you can do it. If you don't have Access TV in your area and would like to purchase this, by all means, go out and get TNA Plus. So now you get an additional value with your subscription plan. So yeah, sign up for the higher tier, I guess, to get the pay-per-views, which makes sense. They got to make some money somehow. And I like how they're calling them 4 major pay-per-views. So that would be Slammiversary, Lockdown, Bound for Glory, and Hard to Kill probably are the big 4 that aired exclusively, were on major pay-per-views. Because like they've transitioned like Against All Odds and others to be their monthly series events, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically all those pay-per-views. It's an interesting move. We'll see how it works out for them. But yeah, the YouTube subscription memberships weren't working as planned. And save money. Now they don't have to share the cost with YouTube. So the money will go directly to them rather than having to give YouTube the cut. So that's how these sort of things work.
So it's a positive and it's a negative.
Yes.
So it's kind of a wash.
Pretty much. But hey, they're giving you offer codes to try out the service. Try it out. See what you like. Maybe do something with it. Who knows?
So on that note, I say we take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be discussing the future of Becky Lynch. So you're listening to The Rack, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell out!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what
they didn't like,
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Burn it down!
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple rectangular button on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And could it be that we never hear that music again in WWE? Because now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to be talking about the future of Becky Lynch.
So, in case you didn't know, when Becky Lynch's contract expired with World Wrestling Entertainment on June 1st at midnight, she became a free agent. She means she legally can go anywhere she wants. She can go to All Elite Wrestling. She can go to TNA Wrestling. Or she can go to Dublin, where she currently is at the moment. She's able to do whatever she wants, whenever she wants. And it's led people to wondering what the next move is. She is poised, whenever she wants, to be a sports entertainer, professional wrestler again, to probably make the most money a female has ever made in the sport. Because, well, she kind of deserves it for everything she's done. And because of inflation and all these things and whatnot, contracts are very, very expensive these days. People that make a lot of money, we're seeing high-profile contracts in all sports these days. Everyone's making a lot of money. Justin Jefferson's making the highest money, guaranteed money, for wide receiver, for a non-quarterback as a wide receiver. It's like $104 million or something like that, which is insane. What we know is that she is taking an extended period of time off to be at home. Because, as we all know, back in 2020, she was pregnant and ended up giving birth to her child, Rue. So if you do the math, Rue is what, four now?
Going to be close to three going on to four.
Prime preschool era age for a child. And the child's becoming more aware of things and understanding of what is going on. And maybe she just wants to go home and be a mother for a while, which she has all rights to do. She's put her body online for so long. She deserves to just go home and be Rebecca instead of Becky. Her husband, Seth Rollins, is currently injured and trying to recover, so having family time at home probably makes a lot of sense. Her body's probably beat up, so it probably deserves a break. It now opens all these different avenues for her, including probably doing more acting. As we mentioned at the top, Tiffany Strand signed with an agency. I assume Becky has an agent and signed to some agency because she's had a couple acting gigs. I would expect her, because I believe they have a home in California, to do some more acting as well in this time period. Like, she has the whole world open to her.
Beyond that, it's Becky has sacrificed much more to be here than just that. She gave up her homeland. She gave up a career that she had over there. She gave up time with her family and her friends in Ireland to go over, or come over, excuse me, to the United States and take this journey. And she's missed a lot of milestones. I think her stepdad passed away while she was here in the US. I think a lot of other things have happened. And it's, you know, that's the sacrifice you make for the dream that you want to achieve. And I think she's fully okay with that, but it's okay, my contract's coming to an end, as you mentioned. Rue is 3 going on 4. She is aware of that wrestling hurts. Like, there's a video of her or Becky talking about Rue and, you know, how Seth wanted to take Rue to the ring. And Rue asked something to the effect of, will I get hurt? And so she's aware of the violence that goes on in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And so it's just from a parenting perspective, it's okay, all right, now may be the time to take her away from this environment and take her home and sort of give her somewhat of a normal life. And somebody does, you know, and so it's like, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's a sacrifice because that's not quite right, but Becky has earned the right to go home. She's earned the right to take this break. She was supposed to take this break right after WrestleMania when Rhea got hurt. They asked her and she was like, yeah, sure. I'll serve out the end of my contract. I'll hold the title for you. I'll put somebody over on my way out. I'll do all of that for you because that's who she is. But beyond that, she's been busting her tail since she gave birth to Rue. Like, she worked her ass off to get back and get back to the top,
which she did,
and she's been there ever since. And Rue has been on the road, I think, with Becky and Seth a large portion of the time, so they've been raising her on the road.
Yep, and kids gotta go to school at some point.
Well, it's not even kids gotta go to school, it's just a normal childhood. Like, it's okay when she's a baby because she's not necessarily going to remember, but at some point she, as you said, she will become aware, and she is becoming aware. In terms of Becky going somewhere else, I just don't see it right now. Like, I really think when she says, I want to go home and I just want to chill, that she's very honest in that. That she's just like, I want to go home and be for a while. I want to not have to travel every week. I want to not have to worry about all of that and just be at home with my husband and my daughter, and we relax and, you know, figure it out from there. Because Seth's still under contract. I think he's under contract to at least the end of the year.
No, he signed up a new one.
Oh, that's right. He resigned. So he's good, and she can always come back. Like, that's the thing. I think that where they left it, or I'm sure where they left it, because it was an amicable split between the two, is I think WWE kind of gets first right of refusal on her in terms of her coming back. But it's, hey, I just want to go home for a while. I just want to chill for a while. Because I think my one concern with her going somewhere else is that, yes, the world is her oyster and she can command as much money as she wants, because while there are people who can do what she can do, there is only one Becky Lynch. And so she's a unique talent unto herself and she is a star unto herself. But the question is, say she goes to like a company like AEW. And I've been asking this in chat and I asked you and Brent this. Who gets sacrificed for Becky? Whose TV time goes away for Becky? Whose titles go away for Becky? Because when you, for a company like AEW or even TNA, when you bring in a talent like that, she's not going to be content with sitting on the bench, nor should she be. She's earned the right to be in the spot that she's in. So it's like, who on the AEW roster do you say, yeah, sorry, we're going to have to, like, just, you know, you're just going to have to go away for a minute.
They're having a hard enough trouble and time to get everyone that they have under contract back on television. Ricky Starks, hi.
He does still work there, by the way, Tony.
He does work there, Tony. You can use him whenever you want. You can just say, hey, your time to come to work. But no, especially with the women, they have a interesting time trying to get more than one women's segment or one women's match on an AEW Dynamite television show. The last 2 weeks, they've had a interesting time to getting Toni Storm and say Mercedes on the same show. Hasn't worked out. Mercedes this week had a video package promo thing, and Toni Storm had commentary duties during a Mariah May match. They had the Chris Statlander angle with Willow Nightingale, so they at least are getting a second segment with the women story going there. But that's beside the point. And when you look at the AEW roster, and to be honest with everyone, the AEW women's roster has some names, but also it doesn't have anyone that there's must-see matchups. Once you do say Becky went over, so it's Rebecca Quinn versus Willow Nightingale. Okay, cool. You see it once, you've done it. You see her against Toni Storm, you've done it. With Britt Baker hurt, you can't go there. You can't go there with Jamie Hayter. She's hurt. And then there's Paige and Sasha. You've seen it.
But not in AEW, Rock.
I understand this.
Think about Tony's unique booking style could make it better.
Okay, my point was... That's it. Julia Hart hurt is hurt. Sky Blue is Sky Blue. She's an upcoming talent. Like, you have one and done matches. You don't have anything to really sink your teeth into, which is going to hurt Mercedes in the long run. Just throwing it out there. Build your talent, Tony. You need your top star to have some people to work with and not just throw it away like you did and just kind of butcher Mercedes. But... sad point. I think she's gonna come back at some point to WWE. We all know this. The door's open. Mm-hmm. They offered her a contract. It's there. If she wants it, she can sign it. Apparently it was her decision not to sign it because she wants to take the time away. And I've been talking about it for months since we learned her contract is coming up. She's going to want a New Balance, a part-time role. And the WWE schedule these days is not a full-time. You're not on the road. You're on the road every week, but you're not working.
It's not 300 days a year like what it was.
It's TV, and every other weekend there's house shows. And then the travel, the bigger travel now is, which is why I think part of the reason they're cutting back on some of the house shows, is you're doing a lot more traveling overseas once a month that you weren't before, so it's taking up that time. And they also want to cut down a lot of events, make some of the events more impactful, cost cutting, yada yada yada, because you're not making money on house shows. You're making one on TV and premium live events. But she's going to want a role where she doesn't have to be a TV every week. She can come in for a premium live event or two, take a month or two off, come back, work your big five shows, your Manias, your Rumbles, your SummerSlams, your Survivor Series, whatever she wants to do, and pick and choose her stories. Because her winning championships, we've seen it. Her coming back to do some stories and tell them what they want to be. Maybe have a second child. Who knows? But she's able to tell some stories, to tell different stories with her characters, elevate some talent along the way. Because that's, if you notice what she's been doing in the last year, she's been helping, giving people the opportunity, giving, like, working with, she went to NXT, was their champion. She elevated Tiffany Stratton. She elevated Lyra Valkyria. And you look where they're at now on the main roster. Tiffany's doing gangbusters. Lyra is coming in hot, coming right off her NXT run. So giving her an experience with Becky Lynch, both talents have thrived. And she knew that the company needs new talent. Look what she's done with helping Liv elevate Liv. She's done a great job of helping, using her name value, and has elevated some other talent along the way. And she could come back, work the Randy schedule, work I would assume more that bigger than the Brock schedule, somewhere in between. She can come in, do her stuff, and she doesn't have to be there every week and travel, which means she can be home with Rue and be a mother more. She can do other things that she wants to do, because taking a child on the road every single week is probably stressful. Lots of travel.
You, your husband, and your toddler trapped on a bus together is not... It's not a horrible experience, but it's not a wonderful time either. Or even worse, an infant and just trying to deal with all of that. So props to both her and Seth for doing that for as long as they've done it.
Which also leads to this thing of there's no reason for her to go to AEW, because that just makes it a lot more difficult in terms of travel, because Seth would be on the road, she would be on the road, different schedules, different everything. At least with the WWE schedule, they're on the same time frame. They're going to the same events. They're also traveling together, being on the same brand. If you're on AEW, you're kind of never see each other because they travel out on a Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, and then they're back home on a Thursday. Rollins is gone Friday to Monday.
Yeah, it makes it tricky.
There's no day. So, yeah, that's why her going to AEW will never make sense. She's a WWE girl and will always probably be one. Clip this and mark it when she shows up in AEW in 2 months at All In.
I mean, here's the thing. I can see both her and Seth taking the lighter schedule because, in truth, both of them, really at this point, given everything that they've done, there's nothing, I shouldn't say there's nothing, but there's not a lot left for them to prove in terms of being the faces of the company and carrying the company on their back and doing everything that they've done. They've more than, as Matt says, they've more than earned the right to take that lighter schedule. And if you want to make them more feature performers and you have them show up for the big events, for the WrestleManias, to put a talent over, you absolutely have them do it. But she doesn't need to be on TV every week unless she really wants to be, and then more power to her. Because in truth, by making her more of a feature performer, it frees up a spot for somebody else to come up and potentially establish themselves and become a star themselves.
Yeah.
So it makes sense from that standpoint that if she decides to come back, that she's more of like, nah, I'm going to do like the Randy or the Shawn or even like maybe the Taker, where she shows up a couple times a year, does her thing, and leaves. Like, shows up when they need her, whether it's on the main roster, whether it's on NXT, and she helps them out. Like, I can totally see her doing that because she has to train, but she doesn't have to train as hard. She can be at home with her daughter, and Seth can do the same thing as well, because I'm sure Seth wants to be at home with Rue too. He doesn't want to leave it all to Becky, because, you know, it's kind of rude to leave it all to Becky. But it also gives them time to go visit family, to go do what they want to do. I can't imagine they really want to travel, but if there's anywhere that they want to see, they can go do that, and they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but like I said, I can't see her going to TNA unless she just takes a pay cut, because I'm just don't see how Impact would be able to afford her.
There's nothing there for her. There's no one to work. See... There's no one to work there with her. There's not enough. There's no big matchup in TNA wrestling for her.
Although she could answer Jordynne Grace's challenge.
She could, against all odds, open challenge 1 week.
Could be Becky Lynch. We don't know. But, I mean, I can see Tony making an overture. I can see him trying to get her because, obviously, she is definitely a talent worth having. But at the same time, I just, like you broke it down, I don't know how she fits into the AEW product. And I think their largest problem is taking a talent and really integrating them well. It takes them quite a while to bring somebody in because they don't necessarily have established feuds ready to go. They don't really have stories ready to go. It takes them a minute to get there with it. And instead, they're just kind of like, oh, we're going to have a match and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then they kind of start telling the story after that fact. And by then, people have kind of lost interest in it. And people aren't as keen on it, and it feels like a waste. So I'm just worried that if he brings Becky in, while she would definitely have control over her own creative, and she would certainly be able to take care of that, I just don't know if they would do her justice. Like, if she feels like she should go, she should absolutely go, but I don't know if they would use her properly, you know?
Yeah, that's a big worry for a lot of people that go there, to be used properly. But yeah, no, I expect Becky to take some time, let rest her body, try some stuff, go to do a little acting, and then come the Royal Rumble, you hear the rumblings that Becky Lynch has signed a new contract. She makes a surprise return at 25, 27, 30 in the Royal Rumble, and has a big moment, and then has a big program for WrestleMania with somebody. That's the way it should be.
That is indeed the way it should be.
Let her have some time, because right now she doesn't need. They don't need her. They need her. They will need her. But because if you look at the Raw roster, they kind of need her. But she's allowed to take some time and sort of figure things out, which is what she's going to do. Yeah. But I expect her back at the Rumble, if not sooner. It all depends on when she gets the itch to get back in the ring. And if she doesn't ever get back the itch, then she doesn't get the itch. But I assume she will at some point. So.
Agreed.
I think that's it.
I think we're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, GM Battles, Season 3. We'll see what happens between myself and the intern, live, 10 p.m. Eastern, after SmackDown. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's game night featuring Uno, probably.
Or something.
Maybe golf with friends. Who knows? We'll do that. Maybe we'll try golf. I don't know. Figure it out. Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by CB Raider live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, they preview Clash at the Castle live on WTR Sunday night. Monday night, it's Raw Post, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, preview Clash at the Castle ourselves, because it happens a week from Saturday, live from Glasgow, 2 p.m. Eastern, on a Saturday afternoon. Cool. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, it's at Rock Radio Show on all social media platforms, or wherever you get your podcasts, or search the Rock Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Sports Channel, by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RockSock or
Lynn's Immord
in the Fortnite. I am Cyber Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-N-S-W-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And you can follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. And while you are liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 to follow Matt's stuff, because he's awesome and amazing. So while you're subscribing and liking and following, tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye!